Siman Shinayin Vav, Sif Beis. Machaber now discusses a case. They have two chatzeres. In between two chatzeres, it means behind the wall of chatzer A and behind the wall of chatzer B, in between two chatzeres, there's an empty area, which the word describes as a small area. And the two chatzeres open up to the small mavi, the small area, not with doors, but rather, as the Rambam explains, not with doors, but rather with windows. So no one has two good ishtamshes over there. The only ishtamshes there are avir through the air of the windows. No one can really walk in and carry in. And in this little mavi in the middle, there's a be'er, there's a well. So they both want to fill up from this well through the windows in their walls of the chatzeres that connect to this be'er. So the Mechaber says that even though this be'er is more than four tefachim away from this chatzer through the wall and more than four tefachim that one, neither one is tashmish benachas, neither one has too good a way of being mishtamish over here. They can both fill up from it. Mishnah Berurah explains that this shita holds, the Mechaber holds, that this is more of a chiddush. Not only when they each have tashmish benachas, could they each mishtamish over here, even when they each have a harder time mishtamish over here, because they each are four tefachim away, it's more of a chiddush. Still, they could both fill up from it, and they don't need a ziz. They don't need any like ledge sticking out of their window to the mavoi to show that they probably be mishtamish over here only through the be'er, only through the window. Which some shita hold, you need that as a hecker. As a shita, the Gemara holds like that. Mishnah Berurah explains, and the Mechaber paskens that you don't have to have that ziz, that ledge sticking out. Rather, you can mishtamish through the windows in out of the be'er. And the reason is, Mechaber says, inam oisa chaver derech aver. The one chatzer can't ask from the other one when no ishtamish only derech aver through the air, when no one has two good ishtamishes over here altogether. And the Ramah reminds us again that we're talking about cases they have no doors, only windows to the little mavu which has the bear. Then the Ramah brings another shita that says that that which they can both mishtamish through their windows to and from the bear are only when each of them are four tefachim away from the bear. And if the shmisha kosher, they have a hard time being mishtamish over this bear. But the opposite, in the case where they're less than four tefachim away from the be'er, at the shvish benachas, they do ask on each other, even though they only have chalonis. And Mishnah Berurah says, the Acharei Paskin of the Shita, and therefore, only if it's four tefachim away, for each of them can mishtamish. But if it's less than four tefachim, the shvish benachas, they ask on each other. So if Gimel the Mechaber discusses, you have two chatzeres, and in between the chatzeres are three chuvres, three broken down buildings that no one really uses for anything, no one lives there, and they're parts each other more than tanamis. And the chatzeres each have windows, psuchos, to the chuvres that are they're next to them. But there's no real way to mishtamish, just the window. Mishtamish, they're throwing things in and out. They're zrika, throwing things in and out. So each chatz is mutter in the chorba that's close to it. And the middle chorba that's close to the two other chorbas is mutter to both of them, because no one has to go to mishtamish over here in the middle one. So each one, they get to have the one that's close to them, they get that one. And the one in between is mutter to both of them. But each one cannot use the one that's farther from them, that's close to the other chatzar, because the other one has more shaykhs that has the shmisha a little more benachas, they can lower things down through the window without doing a throw from the other side, and therefore the two near ones go to the ones that have the chatzah near them, and the middle one goes to both. Then the Mechaber says that if all three chorvas were near the bottom, that means that the middle chorba ran from one chatzah to the other chatzah, so you have each chatzah has in front of it a chorba, and each one gets the chorba that's near it. Then there's a third chorba that runs alongside the two chorvas from chatzah to chatzah, so that third one, they can each be mishtamish benachas in a certain sense by lowering things through the window, although it's only through windows. So that third churba is also for both of them. Each one gets the churba that's near it, and the third churba that's a tie for both of them, and they could do a derech shoshal lowering things through the window, not just a far-fetched zrika. It goes to both of them, and they're both aser, as opposed to in the first case, where they're both mutter in the middle churba, and no one has to go to shtam shan. Here they're both aser in the third churba. And the Mishnah explains, Abirashi, even though that third churba is parts the other two churbas, it does not make you aser in the other two churbas, because since there's no real good tashmish over here, chazal not aser, mishem pirtza, the other two churbas on you. So each chatzah gets the churba near it, and the third churba in this case will be aser to everybody.